The Eva Cordia is me sure Joe Ballard Thoughts arrived with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello friends, I'm Joe Ballard and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme you'll hear all types, styles and genre of Irish music. Traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish and old time Irish songs with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello friends and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. everton274@sky.com. everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation or a question to ask. Well, as many regular listeners will know by now, Joe Ballard is a big Brendan O'Dowda fan. We could hardly have a Sounds Irish programme without a track from Brendan O'Dowda. And this time he's singing yet another of those Percy French songs. And I'm sure if you think about an Irish song, it was certainly within the top five or six. This one would certainly be there.
Mary, this London's a wonderful sight, with the people all working by day and by night. Sure, they don't sow potatoes, nor barley, nor wheat, but there's gangs of them digging for gold in the street. At least when I asked them, that's what I was told, so I just took a hand at this digging for gold. But for all that I found there, I might as well be where the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea. There's beautiful girls here, but never mind, with beautiful shapes nature never designed, and lovely complexions, all roses and cream, as O'Loughlin remarked with regard to them same, that if at those roses you venture to sip, sure the colour would all come away on your lip. So I'll wait for my wild rose that's waiting for me, where the mountains of Mourne sweep down to the sea. You remember young Peter O'Loughlin, of course? Well, he's over here now at the head of the force. I met him today, I was crossing the Strand, and he stopped the whole street with one wave of his hand. And there we stood talking of days that are gone, while the whole population of London looked on. But for all his great powers, he's wishful like me to be back where dark Mourne sweeps down to the sea.
Was it Don McLean, I think, that had the hit version of that some years ago? That was Brendan O'Dowda and his interpretation of The Mountains of Mourne. As we've told you, I think, on a recent programme, the Mountains of Mourne are situated in County Down, which is on the east coast of Ireland, just north of, well, the county north of Dublin is County Louth, still in the Republic of Ireland. But then we go out of the Republic of Ireland into Northern Ireland, and there we come up across County Down and the Mountains of Mourne. Well, as I say on every Sounds Irish programme, friends, I like to try to get two Daniel O'Donnell tracks in during the course of the programme. I don't always succeed. But I'm starting nice and early this week because we've just been to the Mountains of Mourne on the east coast. Now we're going right up to the northwest coast. And it's our Daniel O'Donnell first track. And where he's heading, it's destination Donegal.
As I stand above the starboard bow and watch the ocean foam, as I view each new horizon, I grow further from my home. I'm sailing on a foreign ship that's bound for Montreal, but I'll view the world and make my destination Donegal. I would make my way from Malin to Bundoran through Raphoe, or Port Salon down to Killybegs by Creasle and Unlow. I'd wander round by Barnesmore Gap on everyone I'd call. There beyond the blue stack mountains in the town of Donegal. Oh, Donegal, I miss you, and I'll never understand why I left you for these foreign lands against my heart's command. Whatever fortune comes my way, whatever may befall, I know I'll make my final destination Donegal. I would make my way from Malin to Bundoran through Raphoe, or Port Salon down to Killybegs by Creasle and Unlow. I'd wander round by Barnesmore Gap on everyone I'd call. There beyond the blue stack mountains in the town of Donegal, I know I'll make my final destination Donegal.
As we say so often on Sounds Irish, the most sung about county in Ireland there, and Donegal. And I wouldn't bet that we wouldn't have another Donegal song before the end of the programme. That was Daniel O'Donnell. And now another big favourite on Sounds Irish, Dermot O'Brien. And Dermot's playing a lively one for us this week. I think we played the Dublin City Ramblers version of this a couple of weeks ago. Take a listen to Dermot O'Brien, and he's telling us all about he's going home, boys, home. He's got some of his friends with him as well.
Well, it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country. For the oak and the ash and the bonny round tree are all a glowing greener in the old country.
Oh, when I was just a young lad, I longed to see the world. sail across the sand ships and see the sails unfurled. Oh, I went to seek me fortune on the far side of the hill. I wander far and wide and now travel I bid me fail. And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, for the oak and the ash and the money round the tree are all a growing greener in the old country. Oh, I left me love behind me and I sailed across the tide. I said that I'd come back again to take her for me bride. But many's the year is past and gone and still I'm far away. For I know that she is fond and true and waiting for the day that I'll be home. Boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the bonny rowan tree are all grown greener in the old country. For I've learned there's more to life than just to wander and to roam, and happiness and peace of mind can best be found at home. For money can buy happiness and money can unbind, so I'm going back tomorrow to the girl I left behind. And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the boggy rowan tree are all growing greener in the old country. And it's home, boys, home. Home I'd like to be, home for a while in the old country, where the oak and the ash and the boggy rowan tree are all growing greener in the old country. And it's home, boys, home.
Hey there! Dermot O'Brien and his friends and homeboys home. Now, this next track has three things going for it. First of all, it's not an Irish song. I think it might even be a Victorian or an Edwardian song about that era. It's also performed by two Celtic people, one Scottish and one Irish. I'll put the ladies first. A favourite of mine, Patricia Cahill, lovely girl, and now residing in Spain, retiring from a wonderful, successful singing career. She's joined by the Scottish tenor Kenneth McKellar. They made, well, I know of one album they made together, which is entitled The Great Duets. And they're singing such a great duet for us now. It's that lovely old song. I think I played Brendan O'Dowda's version of it a couple of weeks ago. This is their version of Love's Old Sweet Song. Taken from, I'm gathering anyway, that it's taken from a 78, because you can hear a little bit of snap and crackle, but certainly no pop.
Out of the dream. and today we hear love song of yore. Deep in our hearts it dwells forevermore. Footsteps may falter, weary grow the way, still we can hear it at the close of day. So till the end, when life's dim shadows fall, love will be found of us.
You must agree now. Come on, wasn't that something else? Beautiful voices, a wonderful arrangement. Patricia Cahill and Kenneth McKellar and Love's Old Sweet Song. I want to play for you now a song by the group Barleycorn. And this tells the story of a young lady from Ringsend. Now, Ringsend is now a district of Dublin, but at one time it was a village outside the city of Dublin. And all the beautiful girls, supposed to be anyway, came from Ringsend. Well, my wife is from Ringsend, so maybe I'm a bit biased. But they were known as Ringsend Rose. And this tells the story of this man who's singing the praises of Ringsend Rose. And it opens up with the line, "In Irish town there lived a maid." Irish town is part of Ringsend. And there's one line I think I need to explain. She was a seamstress. In other words, she was a dressmaker. I think that's about all I need to explain. But it's a beautiful version of the song Ringsend Rose from Barleycorn.
In Irish town there lived a girl, fairer than the flower I am wearing. Rose Donahue, all fresh and new, and I loved her past all caring. And there she goes, my Ringsend Rose. In God's garden there's none rarer, and there she goes, my Ringsend Rose. Dublin town has seen none fairer. Sweet 17, my seamstress queen, she's no bigger than a thimble, soft satin skin, street arrant grin, and she makes my world so simple. and there she goes, my rings and rose. In God's garden there's none rarer, and there she goes, my rings and rose. Dublin town has seen none fairer. Three yards of lace I'll walk with grace, and the golden ring she's asking, a safe and slow, but still I and there she goes, my rings and rose. In God's garden there's none rarer, and there she goes, my rings and rose. Dublin town has seen fairer, and there she goes, my rings and rose. In God's garden there's none rarer, and there she goes, my rings and
I have many versions of that particular song, Rings End Rose, but I think that version by Barleycorn is by far the best. They sing it beautifully. A couple of times over the last few months, friends, I've played you the track by Sean O'Shea and Will You Go, Lassie Go, and I expressed the fact that I didn't have any more of his material. Well, a good friend of mine during the past week sent me an album of Sean O'Shea, and there's some wonderful tracks on it. I'm going to play one of them for you now. It's a song that I love. It's called The Irish Peasant Girl, or She Lived Beside the Annar at the Foot of Slieve na Mon. The Annar is the river that runs at the foot of Slieve na Mon, the mountain down in County Tipperary. And the opening of the song tells the story of this beautiful peasant girl who lived beside the Annar. And during the course of the song, we learn how she had to emigrate to America to make money to send back home. And she sends a letter home, and it is so beautiful, the way it all works out. Take a listen to Sean O'Shea, and do listen to the lyrics. She lived beside the Annar.
At the foot of Slieve na Mon, a gentle Irish peasant girl with mild eyes like the dawn. Her lips were dewy rose buds, her teeth were pearls red, and a snowdrift neath a beechen bough, her neck and not brown hair. How pleasant 'twas to see her on a Sunday when the bell was filling with its mellow tones, lone wood and grassy dell, and when at ease with the loveliest of the throng. Oh, brave, brave Irish girls, we well may call you brave. Sure, the least of all your perils is the stormy ocean wave. When you leave your quiet valleys and cross the Atlantic foam to hoard your hard-won earnings for the helpless ones at home. Write a word to my own mother, say we'll meet with God above, and tell my little brothers I send.
Right so, to my dear mother, say we'll meet with God above. Likewise, to my brothers, tell them I send them all my love. May the angels be their guardian, was their dying sister's prayer. Unfolded in the letter was a braid of nut-brown hair. That, friends, Sean O'Shea, simply beautiful. She lived beside the Anner. Now, a track from another album that I received recently. It features the wonderful songwriting of John Doohan. Now, John has been writing songs for God knows how many years, and many of his songs have been recorded by great stars. I'm going to play for you now a song that I think is a wonderful, well, it paints a lovely picture. It paints life as a voyage. Here's a couple setting out together to travel the voyage of life. It tells you the story working as a journey on the sea, taking a voyage. Now, this is sung by Johnny himself. This is a wonderful album. It's called The Irishman's Greatest Collection. And he sings some wonderful songs. I think the last time I played this song, it was by Christy Moore. I know that was a huge hit for Christy Moore. But take a listen to the man himself, John Doohan. And listen to the lyrics, I say it all the time. The Voyage.
I am a sailor, and you're my first mate. We signed on together, coupled our fate. Raised up our anchor, determined not to fail. For the heart's treasures, together we set sail. With no maps to guide us, we steered our own course. Weather the storms when the winds were gale force. Sat out the doldrums with patience and hope. Working together, we learned how to cope. Life is an ocean, love is a boat. In troubled waters, it keeps us afloat. When we started the voyage, there was just me and you. But now look around us, we have our own crew. Together, we're in this relationship. We built it with care to last the whole trip. Our true destination is marked on no chart, but we're navigating for the shores of the heart. Life is an ocean, love is a boat, in troubled waters keeps us afloat. When we started the voyage, there was just me and you. But now look around us, we have our own crew.
John Doohan and The Voyage, and some lovely tracks on that album. We'll be hearing more during the coming weeks. Now, here's an old favourite. And when I say old, I mean, well, it's certainly I think about the early 40s or so. But it's an email I got during the week. Oh, must I confess, I think it might have been the week before. But there was a lot of things going on at the time. And it's for Frank. Frank says, Joe, I know you played it recently, but could you play it again? It means a lot to me. It's a memory jogger for me, Joe, because I grew up listening to this particular track in our household where we lived in Dublin at the time. I've now moved over to the US, but I still think of this song and sometimes hum it to myself. Joe, could you play Bing Crosby and the Story of Eileen? Of course I could, and this one is for all the Eileens listening to me. And as I say again, listen to the story.
In a town on the sea by the castle Dunning, the fairest of all was the maiden Eileen. The bloom on her cheek was as fresh as the dew, and her heart to a young fisher laddie was true. At morn he would sail with the sun and the tide, at eve would return to his promised young bride. And there on the shore she could hear it so plain, his voice in the wind singing soft this refrain. Eileen, my Eileen, await for me, wait, Eileen. They were to be wed on a Sunday in May, and faith 'twas a joy to see Eileen so gay. The morning before he set sail with the tide, but he never returned to his promised young bride. No, no, nevermore was her heart light and warm. Her lover, he died, yes, he died in a storm. But down by the shore she could still hear so plain his voice in the wind, singing soft this refrain. Eileen, oh, wait for me, wait, Eileen. They say that her heart, it was broken in two, the lovely Eileen, oh, so young and so true. And down by the shore, they who loved her the best, by the rock where she waited, they laid her to rest. Oh, many the years that have passed since that day, but maidens who wait for their lovers there say that still on the shore they can hear it so plain, his ghost in the wind, singing soft this refrain. Eileen, oh, wait for me, wait, Eileen.
Well, Frank, I hope, like me, you enjoy that. That was Bing Crosby telling us all the sad story of Eileen. Now, here's another Eileen song. And this is a wonderful interpretation of the spinning wheel. You know, the girl who was spinning and her blind grandmother was sitting by the fire and her lover was telling her to come on down, get out through the window. Oh, you've heard it so often before. And this is this beautiful version by the Greek singer Nana Mouskouri. A lovely arrangement, and she has a wonderful clear voice. Take a listen to this.
Shine is beginning. Close by the window, young Eileen is spinning. Bent o'er the fire, her blind grandmother sitting, is crooning and moaning and drowsily knitting. Merrily, cheerily, noisily whirring, swings the wheel, spins the wheel, while the foot stirring. Brightly and lightly and merrily ringing, sounds the sweet voice of the young maiden singing. Eileen, your cora, I hear someone tapping. 'Tis the ivy, dear mother, against the glass flapping. Eileen, I surely hear somebody sighing. Is the sound, mother dear, of the autumn winds dying. There's a form at the casement, the form of her true love, and he whispers with face bent, I'm waiting for you, love. Get up on the stool through the lattice step lightly, and we'll rove in the grove while the moon's shining brightly. Merrily, cheerily, noisily whirring, swings the wheel, spins the wheel, while the foot stirring. Sprightly and lightly and merrily ringing, sounds the sweet voice of a young maiden singing. The maid shakes her head, on her lips lays her fingers, steals up from the seat, longs to go and yet lingers. A frightened glance turns to her drowsy grandmother, puts one foot on the stool, spins the wheel with the other. Lazily, easily swings now the wheel round. Slowly and lowly is heard now the real sound. Noiseless light to the lattice above her. The maid steps then leaps to the arms of her lover. Slower and slower and slower the wheel swings. Lower and lower and lower the reel rings. Ere the reel and the wheels stop their spinning and moving, through the grove the young lovers by moonlight are roving.
Oh, the little madam! She got up on the stool and jumped out through the window. Wasn't there a beautiful voice as well? Nana Muscuri and the Spinning Wheel.